Impaling, written by Phoenix, read by CookieMom6067, Fandom, The Old Guard, archive warning for graphic depiction of violence. Andy, fuck, Niles stammered, hands slippery with blood. Joe, Nikki, Quinn, she shouted at the top of her lungs. Surely they'd dispatched the bad guys by now. They had to get Andy to a hospital. Shh, Andy whispered, nonsensically. Niall shot her a furious glare. Don't shush me, boss. You're the one who insisted on coming on this mission, she hissed. It's just a leg, kid, Andy rasped. Can't you people replace those now? You people? Niall repeated furiously. Do you mean mortals? You're the mortal now, Andy, for fuck's sake. Nikki, she thundered. Quinn! Finally, she heard footsteps pounding towards her, getting closer. Andy's hurt! Quinn rounded the corner and slid to her knees on the dusty warehouse floor, taking stock of the scene before her. Oh, Andromache, she said, with a wry twist of her mouth. So clumsy after all these years. Niall huffed out of breath, taken aback by Quinn's calm demeanor. That woman was truly unflappable after all she'd been through. Fuck you, Andy said fondly. This rebar came out of nowhere, I'll have you know. Quinn turned to Niall, face serious. Ambulance? She asked. Niall swallowed and thought about their options. She knew Quinn was asking because Niall knew far more than her about modern healthcare systems. Niall let Quinn take over the task of applying pressure to the wound caused by the rusty metal jutting grotesquely through the meat of Andy's thigh. She wiped her blood-coated palms against her pants and pulled out her phone to dial 911. I think so, yeah. They'll be able to treat her some on the ride over, and they can skip all the red lights without getting... Yeah, hi, I have a friend with a serious lower body injury. We're at the abandoned warehouse near Salt Flats Avenue in 183. Okay. Niall covered the receiver with her hand. They're on their way. We might not be able to come back to the U.S. for a while after this. Andy's grimace flickered briefly into a smirk. Fine by me. I'm still here. She fell on some rebar. Through the leg. I think it missed the major arteries. We're applying pressure, yeah. More fast-falling footsteps approached. Yeah, she's awake. She's talking. Shock? Niall's gaze flickered down to Andy's hand, dotted with age spots and wrapped around one of Quinn's forearms. Look at me, Andy. Yes, ma'am, enlarged pupils and paler than usual. Andy rolled her eyes. Niall cast her sight up to the ceiling and prayed for patience. No, we haven't tried moving her. No, ma'am, we won't. Nikki and Joe came around the corner and stopped, frozen. Andy didn't waste a second. Get rid of the bodies and make yourself scarce, she snapped. Niall covered up the receiver again hastily. The cops might be along soon. Sierra drop point if we get separated. The men asked no questions, just turned on their heels and ran back the way they came. Sirens sounded in the distance, their volume increasing steadily. Niall pushed a sweaty lock of hair off Andy's face with her free hand. Yes, I'm still here, she responded to the operator. Yes, ma'am, I can hear them. Thank you. She glanced away, overwhelmed by the intensity of the eye contact currently passing between Quinn and Andy. I can stay on the line. The sirens were much closer now. Niall thought about what needed to happen before the paramedics arrived. Actually, I'm sorry, I have to go. Thank you for your help. She snapped her burner phone closed and shoved it in her pocket for later disposal. I need your guns. Niall stood and bent over to shove Andy's discarded weapon into her waistband, then walked around behind Quinn. Stop thinking so hard and take it, little sister. My hands are occupied. Quinn huffed with amusement. Right. Niall wrapped her arms around Quinn's waist to unsnap her holster and fastened it to herself, then started patting down Andy's ankles, careful not to jostle her. You better tell me the locations of any knives you don't want to lose, Andy. Two there, yeah, Andy gritted out between her teeth. You found them. One in my bra. Niall pursed her lips and shuffled on her knees up Andy's body to slide her hand carefully beneath the collar of Andy's shirt. No, left tit. Yep, right there. Niall stuck the knives, little more than shivs, into her pockets and stood fully. Quinn? Quinn shook her head. I left my passport at the hotel. No identifiers on me. Good. Look, Niall rushed out, hyper aware of the sirens that couldn't have been more than a block away now. Answer the paramedics' questions, but not a single word to the cops. Don't give your name or Andy's, not even a fake name. They can't force you. Tell the medics you're her wife, and you can ride in the ambulance with her. I'll keep my phone as long as I can and leave a note at Sierra Drop Point if I don't hear from you in 7 days. You know where that is? Quebec? Quinn asked, uncertainly. Niall nodded. Copley will get in touch if all else fails. She crouched and bust a kiss across Andy's forehead. Next time I see you, we can pick you out a robot leg, boss. And then Niall ran, trying desperately not to wonder if it was the last time she'd speak to Andromache the Scythian. The end.